The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
So all Singaporeans are covered by MediShield Life for the most basic of medical coverage. But with so many integrated Shield plans available, how do you decide which one to choose?
Yeah, it can be quite confusing, can't it? Well, on top of MediShield Life, an estimated 2/3 of Singaporeans are also paying for an integrated Shield plan or IP from one of 7 private insurers. And the latest to offer an IP is Raffles Medical Insurance.
Raffles Health Insurance, a fully owned subsidiary of Raffles Medical Group, is venturing into the IP space for the first time with the launch of Raffles Shield. So Raffles Shield is the 7th private integrated Shield plan to be launched in Singapore.
While Raffles Shield isn't the first entrant to the market, it's noteworthy to know that it's the first and only private integrated Shield plan to be launched and backed by an insurer, which is actually part of a medical group, rather than being a traditional insurer.
Oh, there are a lot of questions we got to ask, like how is Raffles Shield different from other IPs? And, you know, if you are looking to sign up for an IP, what are some important questions to ask? Well, to help us out this morning is Dr. Morrison Low, Clinical Director, Raffles Health Insurance. Dr. Morrison, good morning.
Good morning, Elliot. Good morning, Manisha.
Hi, good morning. Always good to talk to you. So Raffles Health Insurance is this fully owned subsidiary of Raffles Medical Group. And that really sets it apart, doesn't it? Because it's backed by the fact that it's got the medical history. So how did this all come about?
So to talk about Raffles Health Insurance, I have to go all the way back to the history of Raffles Medical Group. We are entering our 43rd year now, and we started off with just a small GP clinic, whereby we expanded into a group of GP chain. Thereafter, because of the need of the patient, we decided to build a hospital back in 2001. So all the while, we are working, revolving around the needs of a patient. And there came a point whereby the healthcare financial needs of the patient is becoming more and more of a component that we need to think about, which is why the rise of Raffles Health Insurance started in 2005. So we're more than 10 years old now, actually, but I suppose Raffles Health Insurance have always been playing or dealing with patients within the corporate side of things. We are not very well known to the market. So that's basically a quick broad stroke of the history of Raffles Health Insurance.
Dr. Morrison, we've had the pleasure of having a conversation with you before this interview, and we understand that your role as clinical director for Raffles Health Insurance is quite a unique one. Well, would you care to share with us a little bit more about your role, your job scope? And I understand you have to also calculate policies and pricing.
Well, I wouldn't say I calculate policy and pricing, but I do chip in a little bit here and there from a clinical standpoint. I wear several hats as a clinical director. I still keep my main job as a doctor, so I still see my patients in the evenings. Part of my role is also to act as a medical underwriter. So how I like to think of it is, you know, I'm like a gatekeeper. Anybody who wants to apply for insurance, I have to take a look, make sure that, you know, the individual is in good state of health or is in a state of health that we can insure that they come in. So that's the front part of the gatekeeper. Then at the back end, when the claim comes in, sometimes I need to look at the claims, which is what we use the terminology called adjudication. So medical adjudication means to look at a claim, look at the cost of claim, make sure that it's fair, there's something that we need to pay, it's not within the exclusion, then we pay out. And one of the last hats I wear is that of a panel manager. So to be in Raffles Health Insurance, sometimes we need to bring in a group of other medical providers, be it general practitioner, be it specialists. So all of them join us as a panel of doctors serving all of our policyholders. And one of the jobs as a panel manager is to, in a way, coordinate with this panel, doctors, work with them to better serve our policyholders. So these are just some of the few things I do on a daily basis.
How do you get any sleep, man?
Yeah. the same way as you, Elliot. Same way as you.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, he's still human, even though it sounds like he has a sort of superhuman job. Dr. Lowe, though, I wanted to ask you, I mean, this might be a slightly controversial question, but, you just said that it's not necessarily your job to calculate policy and pricing, but do you ever have to challenge the mathematicians, so to speak? Because sometimes, you know, you might be presented with challenging cases, and at the end of the day, there's still the question of making money.
Well, that is a very good question, Manisha. Indeed, it is a challenging one since day one. The most important thing, I suppose, from an insurer, for any insurer, it's in a way business profit, but at the same time, providing all policyholders with adequate insurance coverage. But there's an additional edge to Raffles Health Insurance. Because we are part of an integrated healthcare group, the medical needs of the patient also must come up high up in the end. So there's always a balancing act between providing the appropriate healthcare coverage versus pricing it properly such that at the end of the day, we are not paying out more than we receive. So yes, sometimes the meeting room becomes a battleground, weighing differences between clinical needs, profit margins, and risk, insurance risk. So there's no straight up answer to your question. I suppose it's why we work together as a team with different mathematicians, whom we call actuarial comes in, the sales team leader comes in, the clinical director comes in, and all of us sit down together with the rest of our senior management. We brainstorm, we go through many, many different rounds of discussion to come up with different plans and products for hopefully the address needs of many different applicants.
Yeah, that's actually really encouraging for a lot of people to hear, because sometimes it's easy to think of an insurance company as being a sort of faceless organization. So the insight is really valuable. So look, my next question is sort of loaded with a bit of personal history. Once upon a time in my life, I actually did consider going into the medical profession, and it was always my dream to go to University College London. Now, you are a graduate of UCL London, so lucky you.
Yes.
But before, you know, all of your qualifications, and you had a role, didn't you, as a deputy physician leader, and you oversaw daily operations of 5 primary care clinics and a regional clinical centre in the central business district. But then you moved into insurance. I'm curious, are you still practising, and what motivated that move?
So it's a shame that the medical world didn't have you, Manisha. It would be good to have you around with us. Yes, UCL brings back many history. I was actually a graduate there twice, actually. So yes, I started off as, I wasn't always a doctor to start off with, you see. So after my first degree in life science, I came back to work for a while in the property industry and a bit of family business. Then I went back to medical school. So when I finally came back to Singapore to practice as a doctor, first serving the government, then joining Raffles, I suppose it was always clear to me and also to the company, at least, to try to work towards the corporate side of healthcare administration. So moving up the ladder in terms of the company's way of training, it's first to be a good doctor. I think that's the basis of everything, whether you're a healthcare manager, a clinical leader. The most important basis, you must first be a good doctor. So I spent my time learning as a doctor. Then I became a physician leader, whereby you need to manage certain issues such as doctors rostering, difficulty they face in the clinic level with patients, some feedback, negative or positive. From there, one day the chairman called me up out of the blue and share with me this grand vision of his in expanding the insurance arm in Singapore. And through the few discussions we have with Chairman, I realized that we are aligned in our thinking. So, which is why...
So ultimately, sorry, yeah. All this led to the start of Raffles Health Insurance, am I right?
Correct.
I'm curious about Raffles Health Insurance as well, because, you know, for a regular person, what are some of the important questions that they should ask themselves before getting an integrated Shield plan? What would you recommend as a check and balance?
I suppose the most important thing that you need to ask yourself is, what is the right healthcare coverage for yourself? Because sometimes more is actually less. One of the issues we face as the integrated Shield plan, or one of the phenomena we see, is that there's this syndrome called or we use it candidly, called the buffet syndrome. What happens is people buy the most expensive plan that covers everything. And then they realize that, hey, I'm actually paying a lot for something that I'm not using properly. So with that, there's a reaction. Oh, since I paid so much, I have to use it.
Okay.
If you think back 20 years ago, it was always a taboo to go into a hospital. People always want to stay away from it. It's not a good place to be. But right now, because of all these over-excessive health care coverage, people tend to look at it as a, since I paid for it, I might as well go to the hospital, take a night stay, like a hotel, do something. And that's where healthcare prices, healthcare cost rises, and then insurance premium rises at the same time. At least that's from my own point of view.
Dr. Lowe, one of the most unique features about Raffles Health Insurance is coverage to individuals who have pre-existing conditions like cholesterol, diabetes, and hypertension. I think this will come as a surprise to a lot of people. So why the consideration of these pre-existing conditions?
That was a very difficult decision to make from RHI point of view. Went through many years of discussion, and I use the word discussion here, with the board members and senior management, because if you look back at the history, Integrated Shield Plan has not been a very profitable product for all the insurer. And now we come in, not just taking on the same product, but coming in, taking on more risk in accepting people with all these pre-existing conditions. But one of the most important things that we had during our discussion is, shouldn't health insurance be covering for people who needs to be covered? And aren't these people with all these chronic diseases the exact people that health insurance should come in? Why would health insurance be important, or should I say at the moment, for people who are young, fit and healthy? Shouldn't it be covering those people who are actually in need? So that's where it started. And as an integrated healthcare group who has so many clinics distributed across the island and a hospital, surely if we can't do it, then I don't see any other insurer being able to do this. So through that tough conversation and brainstorming and discussion with the board members and senior management, we said that yes, we should take this risk, well-measured risk, to cover for people to create this thing. And hence we decided to start off with just these three conditions first, because they are the most common primary care chronic disease condition.
Yeah, I think a quite important factor. Dr. Lowe, just to quickly wrap things up, COVID-19, how is Raffles Health Insurance handling this? What sort of impact do you expect on the insurance sector?
Well, COVID-19 has affected not just Singapore, but internationally. Every single country is almost keeping a wide eye on this condition. Every sector, not just healthcare, has been affected. So Raffles is not excluded. We're trying to do our best for our patient from the clinical side of things. But because this condition is so novel, we are just like the government, going through many different drafts and versions of protocols and stuff to attend to the patients. From an insurer point of view, I suppose you see less medical claims coming in because of the nature of the condition. People are very wary and trying to stay healthy as much as they can. So I suppose it's good on one hand.
Interesting. Dr. Morrison Lowe, Clinical Director, Raffles Health Insurance, on the line with us. Doc, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you so much, Elliot. Thank you so much, Manisha.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app, available on Google Play or the App Store.